All right, so this just illustrates that metacomputers can have simple structures, which is here a bunch of workstations or a bunch of PCs. So that's a homogeneous. So this really is the obvious workstation implementation of the SP2 or similar parallel machine. Or they could have this heterogeneous structure with a bunch of PCs and workstations, a graphics engine, a database engine, a massively parallel machine like the T3E or the SP2, and maybe a vector machine. So either of those are allowed metacomputers. In principle, the ways you treat these are really quite similar, but obviously this is a lot easier to do in many ways than this. There's just a lot of detail in heterogeneous systems which make them hard, although I think in principle there are not many in principle issues which make the heterogeneous problem different from the homogeneous problem. They're just much the complexity of the heterogeneous problem might make it an order of magnitude harder, but I don't think it makes it in principle harder. And then the load balancing is more complex for heterogeneous systems, but the fundamental principles are the same as for homogeneous systems. Same as the issue of message passing versus data parallel. It's much harder for a compiler to generate code for a heterogeneous target machine, but I don't think there's any difference in the basic principles the compiler would use.